Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Friday Night Dharma Loka at Nolimara. My name's Drew Bellamy, and I'm the secretary of the BSWA, and Cecilia's having a rest tonight, so I'll just make the quick announcements. Tonight, I believe we have Ajahn Apachado and Venerable Upasama. Upasama. Sorry. I'm not so good at my Pali. More Sutta classes are needed. We've got two announcements. So there is a busy bee at Nolimara here for sprucing up the gardens in 2 weeks' time on the 23rd of June from 8 till 12:30 p.m. So if you'd like to volunteer for that, I think it'll be pretty light work. They might just be planting some more flowers and trimming a few trees. The person to see would be Rod Hatch. I'm not sure if Rod's here tonight. There's a register at the reception, so you can just put your name down on the register if you'd like to come on Sunday the 23rd of June for the gardening busy bee from 8 till 12:30. Sorry. We need some quality control on these dates. Saturday, is it? I think we're going to have to make this announcement again next week when I've got the facts. maybe when Rod's here and I haven't had it fourth hand. Okay, so there may be a busy bee in 2 weeks on Saturday, which could be the 27th. It probably will start at 8 o'clock because they did start at 8 o'clock in the past. But we'll keep you updated, and the register is definitely at the reception. Okay, so the second announcement is we're looking for a couple of volunteers for prison visits. Anne Becker is running with this, and apparently she's a Buddhist prison visitor now for one of the women's prisons. And this is, I don't know a whole lot about it. It's not teaching meditation or anything like that. It's just going to the prison as a Buddhist, and apparently it's once a month, and they have some roster where there's a Buddhist and a Christian and maybe a Jew and maybe a Muslim. They go to the prisons and they have these once a month sessions with the prisoners where they talk to the prisoners, and if there's any problems, then it's another avenue for the prisoners to pass information, and apparently it goes straight to the minister. Again, there's a notice on the board, and Anne is the person to speak, and I don't think she's here either. But I think it would be an interesting role. And I myself have done these prison visits about 2 years ago, and it was worthwhile as a volunteer being involved in the prison system. So see Anne or see the notice board if you'd like to know more details. And that's about it, so I'll hand over to Ajahn for our meditation and Dharma talk.
Yeah, thank you very much for the intro. So what I'll do with the meditation session is I'll do like it's almost like an experiment in a sense, the way you can see your mind affect your physical body and your emotions. This one's like a combination loving kindness and metta, but it's actually zeroed in on some kind of, say, difficult. There could be a person could be going through an emotional difficulty, or they could be subjected to a physical ailment in the body, you know, things like cancer, arthritis. And what I'm aiming at here is to radiate positive energy towards that area of your mind, you know, your emotional mindset, and your physical body, which could possibly benefit from, a radiation of positivity, an increase of bodily energy flow, and just drawing attention and awareness to imbalances which come up on the emotional and the physical level, you know, and because many of you are well aware that, your mind is quite a powerful instrument, and it can affect your body in many, many different ways. And so what I would like you to do is to choose, say, like an emotional part of your life or a physical part of your body which needs some support, which needs some equilibrium. And just use this basic positive mantra format. You know, may this particular emotion or this particular physical complaint, or it could even be things like a stomach ulcer. It could be things like liver cancer. So, you know, zero in on that area of concern, and then choose the words which are important to you. So, it's the core words that we use is, say, may I be free from this particular negative feeling or experience, or, you know, may I be free from this particular bodily complaint, or it could be like pain or discomfort, or the second principle is, may this particular area improve in relaxation or comfort. So you can use a compassion-based approach where you may I be free from a particular difficulty, either emotional or physical, or you can actively seek for the promotion of, say, like an increase in the positive state. You know, may my arthritis, may my arthritis, become more, say, like more easeful and less painful. Well, you know, what you're aiming at is the radiation of positive energy, positive thoughts. So you choose that area of the body and the mind which concerns you, and we'll just do this. We'll do this supportive meditation for several minutes silently in the mind. And so for the beginning instructions, just sit comfortably with your back straight, head upright and relaxed, and put the hands together in the lap. Make sure there's nothing tight around the throat, around the waist, and breathe. You know, make sure you can breathe fully into the chest section. So just recite that positive mantra, which is important to you, and you can even visualize. It's possible to even say, like, visualize, like a physical improvement or change in that state, or even an improvement in one's emotional mindset. You know, not just using words, but it's also possible to visualize together with this kind of principle. And if you just do that silently in the mind for the next couple of minutes. So as you recite these words, just do it in a very slow and relaxed manner. So what I'd like you to do now is switch your attention and drop your focus to the level of the abdomen. So as you feel your abdomen rising and falling with the breath cycle, just place your attention just in a very relaxed way on your tummy muscles, and just feel that area as it rises and falls with the breath. Just use that area. Just watch, just observe as quietly as you can, and just focus on that for the rest of the session. So what you're sensing is the movement of the body and the expansion and contraction of the muscles, you know, any change in feeling or even in temperature, whatever captures your attention, and just do that silently. As this meditation develops, try to soften and relax the belly as much as possible. If you find that you're still thinking excessively, just try to relax with those thoughts. Don't develop a reactive state of dislike or aversion. one has difficulty locating one's attention, one can breathe more forcefully, you know, more deeper, more speedy respirations into the belly, and increase the feelings in that area, which makes it a little bit easier to follow with mindfulness. If you find that the thinking process is continuing, just stop for about 20 seconds or so and try to contemplate those thoughts, those feelings. Try to understand them from a full perspective. You know, who, where they come from, who they're connected with. You know, what the circumstances are. Because as you increase the understanding of this this mind state. Phenomena, you know, the mind understands and it lets go and becomes a bit quieter. So we're coming towards the end of the session. So I'll ring the gong three times. You can open your eyes when you're ready.